A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, when I was like this tall, I was a lot younger than I am right now, I wanted more clothes. I went to my mom and said, "Mom, can I get some new clothes?" And she said, "Well, son, we don't have much money, so I'll figure out something. We'll figure out. We're going to get you some new clothes." And so my mom came to me a little while later, and she said, "Ryan, I got a way for you to get some new clothes. I've signed you up for these classes, and if you do these classes, you're going to get a whole new wardrobe. You're going to get a lot more clothes." And I'm like, "Yes, this is awesome." But what I didn't know was that my mom signed me up to be in a fashion show. The classes were to learn how to wear the clothes, to learn how to walk and how to spin. But I have to say that when I participated in that fashion show, I got voted the most handsome guy in the show. Yep. That was me. The only guy in the fashion show. Speaking of shows and fashion and everything, you know, way back when in Bible times, there was a young girl who got entered into a special show. It wasn't a fashion show, but it involved fashion. It was a beauty show. You see, the king was going to pick a girl to be the very next queen of the entire country. And so he invited all the young ladies to sign up to be in the show, to learn how to walk, to talk, how to dress, how to wear the clothes. And they would parade in front of the king, and the king would pick one to be the queen. Now, for today's story, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need a young lady to actually join me up here on the stage. I'm looking for a helper, someone who would like to volunteer. I'm looking. How about right over here in the yellow shirt? Will you come help me out? Come on up here. Here we go. This is Aria. Everyone say, "Hi, Aria." But that's not her name anymore. We're changing her name just for the next few moments. Her name is now Esther. Everyone say, "Hi, Esther."
Hi, Esther.
This is Esther, and she entered into the beauty contest to see if she might become queen of the whole land. But as she saw all the contestants, there was so many of them. See, she wasn't the only one. Lots of girls wanted to pick, and she wondered, "Am I pretty enough? Will I be picked?" And you know, the odds were not really in her favor, but she did all the classes. She wore all the right clothes. She paraded in front of the king. And when the king saw Esther, he was like, "Wowzer." And he liked her. And he picked her because it was love at first sight. And he's like, "She is going to become my queen." She won the entire competition. How amazing. How special. As a matter of fact, I think that the king was so full of love for her whenever he saw her, when he picked her, that every time he saw her, I bet a song came to his heart. Maestro. This one goes out to my one true love, Queen Esther. Esther, you're so cool, and with my crown we're gonna rule. Esther, understand, I'm gonna love you till the end. Esther, 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 I love you. Esther, 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 I love you. Esther got picked to be loved, to be a part of the king's family, to be queen over the entire country. And yet, she still wondered, why would I get picked to do that? But here's the deal. You see, when we follow God, when we pick God, God has plans and he has purposes for our lives. And the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, that God knows the plans that he has for us, that they are good plans and not for disaster. They're plans to give us a future and a hope. And that's exactly what God had in mind for Queen Esther. That God allowed Queen Esther to win the competition to be queen of the entire land because he had a purpose and a plan that one day she would be needed as the queen to save all her people from being destroyed. See, God knew what he was doing. I want you to give a hand for Aria as she heads back to her seat. Thank you very much, Aria. You are an awesome Queen Esther. Now, when we think of all the people that are on this planet, we can get overwhelmed because there are so many people. There's so many people in this room. There's so many people watching online. There's so many people in our city. There's so many people in our county. There's so many people in our state. There's so many people in the United States. There's so many people in the world that when you think of all the people, what makes you special? Who would pick you? But you know what? The Bible says that God has plans for you, that he has a purpose for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. You see, when God looks at all the people on this planet, God sees you, and it's love at first sight. Just like when Kevin saw Steve out in the forest, it was love at first sight. Just like the king saw Esther in the beauty competition, it was love at first sight. When God saw you, it was love at first sight. And he said, I want you to be a part of my family. Just like Steve became a part of Kevin's family, just like Esther became a part of the king's family, God wants you to be a part of his family. The Bible says that God loved you and me so much that he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for our sin so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be set free, so that we can be a part of God's family, so that we can experience the plans and the future and the purpose that God has for our lives. But you know what? Even though you have been picked by God, it doesn't happen automatically. You've got to do something back. You've got to pick God back. You got to say, I pick you, God. And we say, how do I do that, Pastor Ryan? What do I've got to do? Well, the Bible says that we've got to have a conversation with God to say, God, I want you. God, I need you. God, I'm sorry. God, I want you to be the leader of my life. And that's how we get to experience the plans and purposes that he has for our lives. I'm going to invite everyone in the room right now to bow their heads, to close their eyes, as we take a moment to think about this question. The question is this: do I want to pick God today, knowing that he's already picked me? And if that's true, what I want to do is I want to lead you in a prayer. I want to help you with this prayer. So I'm going to say it out loud in bite-sized pieces. I'm going to encourage you to say this prayer repeating after me. But you know what? I'm asking the entire Focus family to pray with us today because no one prays alone here at Focus Church. Let's pray. Say, dear God, thank you for picking me. I want to pick you. I'm sorry for all the bad things in my life. I want you to be the leader of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.